In Independence Square, old war movies stir the spirits of revolution. Ukrainian independence fighters take on Russian forces in World War II. Protesters draw parallels with their bid to oust their Russian-backed leader. President Viktor Yanukovych opted to sign a $15 billion loan deal with Moscow last November instead of a trade deal with Europe, triggering the protests. Speaking to ministers Wednesday, Russian President Vladimir Putin said it would be wise to delay the further loan payments.
It's rational. Let's wait for the information of the new government in Ukraine.
A day earlier, rating agency Standard & Poor's downgraded Ukraine's sovereign debt, citing what it called weakened political institutions. Despite the turmoil, the country can weather the storm, argues Oleh Soskin, professor of the National Academy of Management.
We can't say that political threats and civil clashes are influencing the economy that much. We can't say there's a direct linear relationship between these events, political and civil clashes, and the stability of the economy.
Ukraine's GDP plunged 15% from 2008 to 2009, thanks to falling demand for steel. Output remains below the level in 1989, when the Soviet Union collapsed. The IMF accuses President Yanukovych of failing to implement economic reforms while increasing state spending. Opposition lawmaker Lesya Orobets says the protest on Independence Square has its roots in the failing economy.
We are in stagnation for years. We have our GDP falling. We have our salaries staying where they are. So we have economic regression for years already. This is one of the reasons why those people stay, most of them.
Another reason is corruption. Ukraine ranks 144th out of 177 countries in Transparency International's Perceptions of Corruption Index, the worst showing in Europe. This is Darnitsky Bridge, just outside Kiev. When finished, it will measure over 1 kilometre. The cost, $1.1 billion.
Darnitsky Bridge is turning out for its size to be one of the most expensive bridges ever built in the world. Critics of the government say that's a symptom of the rampant corruption in government spending that's holding Ukraine's economy back.
The government denies such accusations, but graft permeates public life, claims economist Oleh Soskin.
Corruption blossoms in Ukraine. Everywhere we have state building, state construction or tenders, there's corruption. 50 or 60% of the cost of anything goes to corruption.
With economic problems mounting, President Yanukovych sees a more prosperous future alongside old ally Russia. But the protesters believe Europe would bring more trade and the rule of law. Two different visions of the future, and as Ukraine teeters on the brink of civil conflict, its economy remains frozen. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Kiev.